There once was a teacher who had many students. He helped his students find their way through life by following the golden rule. He got his knowledge from the sun. There was another teacher who also had many students. He helped his students find their way through life by following the rule of providing service to others. He got his knowledge from the earth. There was still another teacher who got his knowledge from a book. Because he forced his students to believe what he interpreted from the book, most sought other teachers. At the end of the world, the teachers met for an accounting of their lives. The teacher who got his knowledge from the sun was admitted into heaven because he helped his students treat others with respect and honor, and thereby create a better world. The teacher who got his knowledge from the earth was admitted into heaven because his students, too, taught others, through their actions, to give of themselves to create a better world. The teacher who got his knowledge from a book was denied entry into heaven because he drove away too many people he could have helped. He made their path to wisdom so difficult that some of his students never found the path. In the end, what does it matter where the path to wisdom is found as long as it is found? What does it matter who is right and who is wrong if the world becomes a better place because of their actions? What does it matter which path one takes if each one of us lifts another and helps them become the best they can be? Socrates said, "The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing." There is no one path to wisdom. Life is an adventure of constant learning. If you want your art to improve, you keep learning and applying what you learn. It's only when we stop learning that we begin to stagnate. Bill said, "Don't let anyone tell you how you should live and how you should eat and how you should sleep. In the end, right or wrong, it's our path and no one else's."